Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close eyes and raise our voices and pray for ourselves in this song. Oh, Holy Ghost, do it again, do it again in my life. Pass me not to judge to see if you're my own book cry. While on all that's now at school, Holy Jude, pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Savior, Savior, hear my own. Hallelujah, why on earth hast thou at school? Holy Jews, pass me. Savior, 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 Savior. Savior, 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 hear my humble cry. Hear my humble cry. Why on earth hast thou at school? And our Lord is a grateful, hallelujah, great King above all our Lord. Oh yes, He's a great God. Hallelujah, great King above all. I was lost, but Jesus found me. Hallelujah. God is loving and around me, put me back into Alleluia. Complete in Him. I am complete in him. Complete, complete, complete in him. I am complete in. Sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. John, John. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Oh. Hallelujah. Where's complete? Hallelujah. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost power. Send the fire, the fire again. The Holy Ghost power. Send the fire. Send the fire, the Holy Ghost. Send the fire, fire again. The Holy Ghost, fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost and fire, Holy Ghost and fire, Pentecost and fire, fire burning in my, fire burning in my soul, fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost and fire, eh? Pentecost and fire. Oh yes, oh yes, sir. Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy outstretched. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Hallelujah. Huh? Great and mighty God, great in counsel, mighty indeed, mighty indeed. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for behold, I am the Lord thy God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for? Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for you? Is there anything too hard for? Yes, behold, I am the Lord the God of all flesh. Is there anything to ask for? Hallelujah. Is there anything to ask for you? Is there anything to ask? John, the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness that God that bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the God that bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Declare this loud and clear. It is important that anything you do here tonight should be done in a military way. Say, my arrows of prayer. Hear the word of the Lord. Locate your Goliath. Can I hear you shouting that loud and clear? Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. And we thank you for your mighty power and your mighty grace. We thank you because you're our rock, you're our shield. Thank you because your power is the absolute power. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We're here tonight. Meet us at the point of our needs. Lay your hands upon our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. On Sunday, we started a series here, and we intend to continue. If we don't finish again tonight, we continue on Sunday. 70 problems that must die. And we're only able to cover 15 on Sunday. We continue from where we left it on Sunday now. One thing is certain, beloved. There will be no evil carry over into next year. If you believe that, let your amen be loud and clear. That's what drove us into 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. On Sunday, drove us to 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. He said, he that committeth sin is of the devil. 1 John 3 8. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came as a destroyer. All this we said on Sunday. You can get the tape or the CD if you want more. We said God has the best killing machine, and that God has violent angels, and that whenever a situation is threatening a true child of God, the Almighty God's agenda is to kill that situation. The Lord did not smile at Pharaoh at the Red Sea. He did not smile at Goliath at that war front. Neither did he smile at Sennacherib, who wanted to destroy the people of God. He did not smile with that king called Og of Bashan. He didn't smile at Sion, the king of the Amorites. When it was time to eliminate Sodom and Gomorrah, he rained fire and brimstone on it and wiped it off. When it was time to clean up people during Noah's flood, he sent a flood to wipe them away. So as a matter of fact, there is no power that has ever risen against a true child of God. And the Almighty God did not ruin that power. That's why I know there is somebody here tonight. All the powers that have been threatening to destroy you, your God shall destroy them. In the name of Jesus. And so that last Sunday, we begin to look at 15 problems that must die. We've covered 15. I continue from number 16. This is a prayer meeting. This is a prophetic meeting. This is also a deliverance teaching session. So you must pay close attention. The 16th problem that must die is the problem of buried talents and buried virtues. Buried talent, buried virtue. There is something known as witchcraft burial. In that burial is not only dead people, corpses that are buried. The organ of the body can be buried. Something representing somebody's business can be buried. Clothing can be buried. Underwears can be buried. To worsen the case, talents can be buried. Virtues can be buried. And it's always a tragedy when a strong man dies in the family and he carries away the benefits of the family and is buried along with him. Once somebody's virtue is buried, the person will know that he could achieve certain things but he will never get there. I pray that tonight, any virtue that has been buried, no matter what year it was, no matter how long ago it was, no matter whether somebody took out a person's placenta and spoke to that placenta and buried the placenta, no matter what, there must be recovery tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus. Some of you heard me sharing that testimony. The brother who had a master's degree, he could not find a job, and he was walking about the streets until he got to a crusade ground that night. And the preacher was talking about the fourth man and the fire. He had never heard such a sermon before. He goes to traditional Orthodox churches. But this man began to talk about the fourth man in the fire. And he began to tell the people that when they threw Shadrach in the fire, God was not asleep. When they threw Meshach in the fire, God was aware. When they put Abednego there, he was watching them. He waited for them to get inside the fire. And that God did not promise to deliver us from fire, he promised to deliver us in the fire. And so the fourth man came in, and their story changed. I prophesy upon the life of somebody here, the fourth man that will journey your journey, so that your story will change, will appear, will appear, will appear, will appear, will appear, in the name of Jesus. The first prayer point at that crusade ground, I can still remember it very well. My buried virtues be exhumed in the name of Jesus. That was the prayer. As the prayers went on, God opened the eyes of the brother, and he found a short creature, and he found a big thing looking like a present, but it was buried in the ground. He couldn't touch it. And an angel of God was standing by, and he ordered the creature to bring out that thing that was buried. And that thing was given to the brother. But the next day, everything had changed. Got a job, got a house, got a car. Just because the virtue that were buried were released. So it's a serious problem when somebody's virtue is buried. A native doctor who got born again was saying that they would take a baby's placenta if they hate the parents, and they will speak to it. Are you the placenta of this baby? Hear the word of whatever, that as we bury you now, so shall the star of this child be buried forever. And once that is done, the person will try and struggle, but it will never rise. I pray for somebody here. I say any virtue of yours that has been buried, repossess them now. Repossess them now. In the name of Jesus. Problem number 17 that must die is lack of working capital. Lack of working capital. You have an idea, you have a thought, you have a plan, you know what you want to do. All you needed was a starting fund to jumpstart it. But at that level, the enemy who sees what you will do now block all the way where you could get help that will move you forward. I pray that such people here today, that the enemy is sitting on their capital that will have moved them forward, will be delivered in the name of Jesus. Amen. Problem number 18 that must die is what we call circular problems. One problem goes, a new one starts. As one is going, another one is starting. Just finish solving one problem, another problem is starting again. And you keep wondering, what have I done wrong? What is happening here? A circular problem. A circular problem. What we need to do tonight is for this evil circle to break, and the power behind the circular problems to be buried alive. Can you raise up your right hand and shout this louder than anyone around you? Circular problems, I assigned to derail my life. In the name of Jesus, deal with these circular problems. Masapola kaya boshente raba. Riapoli katanda. In Jesus' name we pray. That's wonderful. Wonderful. I wish you could see what is happening now. Problem number 19 that must die is the mystery of always fighting to get anything good done. The mystery of always fighting to get anything done. The mystery of always fighting to get anything done. There are many people in our world who fight so hard to get anything good done. When they have good dreams, the good dreams never come to pass. But when they have bad dreams, the bad dreams are quick to happen. There are people here tonight. Ordinary to go to primary school, they fought and fought to go to it. To get to secondary school is fight and struggle day and night. To get a university degree, they fought and struggle. Today cold, today hot, tomorrow famine, next day hunger to fight through. To get married, trouble. Fight. If you are like that, find that to achieve a little result like this, need to fight. That is the group we call struggling with the strugglers and wrestling with the wrestlers. I pray tonight that anyone who is struggling with the strugglers and fighting with the fighters, the God of the suddenlies shall visit you for victory. In the name of Jesus, let your amen roar like thunder. The 20th problem that must die is occupying wrong positions. It has been well said that 99% of success is correct positioning. Like our holding days fathers used to say, there cannot be blessing for a fish that decides to stay on top of the tree. The position is wrong. There cannot be blessing for the monkey who decides to swim in the sea. The position is wrong. When somebody is wrongly positioned, you are in the wrong address. And when you are asking for a blessing from God, God forwards your blessing to the address where He expects you to be. If you are in the wrong address, then you miss the blessings. This is the problem of wrong positioning. There are specific places for specific things. God does certain things in particular geographical locations, which He will not do in any other location. He told Prophet Elijah, go to Sarephath. I've commanded a widow there to feed you. If Elijah said, sorry sir, I don't want to go to Sarephath. Sarephath is the next forwarding address of His miracle. If Elijah decided to go to Galilee, God will see forward that miracle to Sarephath. But the person is not available to collect them. That's why one of the greatest prayers you can pray for your life is, my Father, let me be in the right place at the right time. It's a very powerful prayer. Let me be in the right place at the right time. The Bible now says something. Say, you shall be the head and not the tail. The head is a position. The tail is a position. So thou shalt be above and never beneath. This is why with aggression in your soul, I want you to bind this particular power in your life. Say this loud as your voice can carry you. Power of the tail. of my father's house. I am not your candidate. In the name of Jesus. Masikatela kaya boshende raba. Begin to declare it. Jesus is here. His power is in this place. Akapola katenda rabosopola kaya boshanda. Reappear likatende. In Jesus' name we pray. I have a word for somebody here. The Lord said, I should tell you that the days of their pushing you to the back is over now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Problem 21 that must die is spiritual night feeding. Spiritual night feeding. Every night feeding by satanic caterer is a problem. Just as you eat, if you eat physical food, you chew the food, swallow it, your intestine takes all of it, digest it, break it to pieces, begin to transfer into every organ of your body. It is the same thing. If you are being fed spiritually at night by the coven caterers, it enters into every organ of your body. Sicknesses will come, spiritual lukewarmness will follow. You find that you can't really do anything well. They are constantly giving you their food, constantly bombarding your life with evil spiritual energy. Now, if you are aware that they are feeding you, you have won 90% of the battle. But the people I feel sorry for most are those who are being fed but who do not know. Remember the story of that brother. Anytime he had an important thing to do, denied to that thing, somebody will come and give him palm wine to drink. Once he drinks it that night, the next day everything will turn upside down. This thing was going on like this. He was praying some ice cream prayers. What drove him to Mountain of Fire? The day to his wedding. Alas, he had a dream again. Pamwan. That wedding day was a horrible day. On his way to the wedding, a vehicle drove past and splash his white suit with dirtiness and push him into the gutter. Meanwhile, they were waiting for him in church. They quickly washed the clothes, washed it. It could not be ironed. They put it on him. He rushed towards the church. Again, a few meters to the church. Accident. The bride was already crying in church. So a wedding that was fixed for 10 a.m. in the morning eventually did not start until 4 p.m. By the time they got to reception around 7, most of the food they bought was already going bad. And he made a second mistake. He ate some of the food. The first 3 days of his wedding, he was running diarrhea. Night feeding. I pray that anyone here who is being consciously or unconsciously fed at night, let the food of the coven caterers backfire now. 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 Backfire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Problem number 22 that must die is what we call denied promotion. Denied promotion. A person is qualified for promotion, but the enemy has canceled the promotion. Fortunately, the Bible says promotion comes not out from the east or from the west or from the south, but from the Lord. I'm praying for such people tonight that the powers that have denied your promotion so far will have no option but to release your promotion now. Must be released. In the name of Jesus. Problem 23 that must die is cat and mouse marriage. The cat and mouse marriage. And this right now, you only know you are married by name. No peace. Man doesn't like you. You don't like the man. But you used to like each other before. But there is a problem now. And the marriage is not enjoyable anymore. I pray for anyone here going through marital turbulence that you shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. Problem number 24 that must die is the desert business. The desert business. You started a business, it was doing well to start with, all of a sudden. It's as if the vehicle of the business had accident. It just slowly grinding down until it has become now a desert. A desert business is a desert, it's a business that is now taking away even what you have left behind. The enemy has a strategy to convert businesses to desert. And many people are running businesses that the enemy has spoken desert upon. What do you make of a person who collected his gratuity in government, millions and millions, and he borrowed money again from the bank? He started a plastic company to make plastic cup, plastic plates, and they started a business. In spite of the warning on at every part of that company, no smoking. One of the staff on night duty started to smoke and threw the cigarettes into the wrong place. And the whole company was engulfed in fire. And the bank from where he borrowed money did not want to know that it has burnt down. Money. Bring our money. So it was this business that made the man to develop high blood pressure. The enemy spoke desert into his business. I pray that any business here that is going through the mystery of the desert shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. It shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. 25th problem that must die is lame breakthroughs. Lame breakthroughs. That is, you are getting those breakthroughs, but they are not enough to move your destiny forward. They are not enough to move your family forward. They are not enough to make you significant. But they are breakthroughs anyway. I pray that every lame breakthrough and epileptic breakthrough will receive healing in the name of Jesus. Problem 26 that must die is the evil family pattern. The evil family pattern. Right there where you are seated tonight, take your mind back to your father's house. Take your mind back to your mother's house. Was your mother properly married? Did she marry just one husband or plenty of them? Have you noticed a pattern in your family line? Have you noticed that some people are going through what you call collective captivity? Have you noticed that some of those patterns that you are seeing, it seems as if your life is already going towards that line? The problem of evil family pattern is a serious one. Very, very serious one indeed. When the pattern is in place and you do not arrest it, it will conscript the person into an evil army. And the person will see himself going right